This is Making Sense in the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. The annual Pulitzer Prizes have been announced, and critics like President Trump may call it a celebration of the failing media. But the announcement really was a celebration of remarkable journalism. And it's a barometer of how the media is changing and not changing so much. Kelly, remind us, why are the Pulitzer Prizes so significant?
Well, it's one of the oldest prizes in journalism, 100 years old. Created originally through the will of Joseph Pulitzer, who was a rather famous owner of two newspapers, the New York World and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, right around the turn of the 19th century. He created this prize, and there are two big categories, one for journalism and one for letters and drama, otherwise known as the arts.
The journalism awards, though, really don't cover all of journalism, do they?
Nope, not at all. The prize is restricted, first of all, to work that was published in the United States, and then also restricted to organizations that would be described as either a U.S. newspaper, a U.S. magazine, or a news site that publishes regularly. So, no TV, no radio, no news organizations from outside the U.S. like The Guardian of London. Joseph Pulitzer did leave instructions that allow the Pulitzer Prizes to change over time. So on the journalism side, they've made some radical changes in recent years about who can enter that spread it beyond just United States newspapers.
2017, who are some of the winners?
Well, there's the big three, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. The newcomer to that pack is the New Yorker magazine. Magazines were just allowed in a couple years ago, and the New Yorker has won almost every year since they've been allowed in. There's 14 prizes total.
Four of the awards involved the contentious 2016 election and President Trump, who's called the media the enemy of the people.
Sure, but there's an abundance of really important work unrelated to the election as well. This tiny, tiny newspaper in Iowa called the Storm Lake Times won a Pulitzer Prize for editorials that called out big agriculture. This is a newspaper that was only started back in 1990 by a guy named John Cullen. His brother Art won the award. Art is the city editor and a reporter and an editorial writer and occasionally does page pagination. They only sell about 3,000 copies every time they publish a newspaper. Other winners include the Salt Lake Tribune for a series that exposed how victims of sexual assault are punished by reporting the crime at Brigham Young University. The Charleston Mail and Gazette won for documenting how pharmaceutical companies are shipping vast quantities of prescription opioids into the state that then end up on a black market. And in Florida, the Miami Herald picked up two, one for editorial cartoons and one for its work on the Panama Papers.
With this changing media landscape, do you think that this is a sign that a venerable organization like the Pulitzers is starting to change more?
You know, I don't think that the Pulitzers are changing as fast as the media. But what we're going to find is that new media are going to find a way to crack the Pulitzers faster than the Pulitzers are going to change to accommodate new media.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, if the Pulitzers make that move or any others, we'll be asking you to make sense of it.
Yes, you will.